just radio.
And the local news, man, they want you to watch every broadcast they've got, don't they? It's not good enough you're watching the one you're watching. They do these teases to get you to watch later on that are so incredibly cruel. It could be the most deadly thing in the world, and you may be having it for dinner. We'll tell you what it is tonight at 11. Is it peas?
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. Away from the online marketing Kool-Aid bar.
Gentlemen, you look great.
Genuine 160 proof old Anglo-Saxon, baby.
Get into it.
Get down with this.
Enjoy the refreshing, cool, crisp taste of proven business and marketing strategies, tactics, trends, and techniques.
Give me a break, will you?
How exciting is that?
I am a man what don't believe in embarrassing lady folks.
I'm home.
I am not in the mood.
I'm sad.
I'm not shy.
I do not apologize.
Is that too much?
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Is this behavior possible?
Let's have a party.
Let's make love.
Ready on the lights, on the action, on the camera.
I'd like to see the man in charge.
My lips are sealed.
Let's do this again, shall we? Our Wednesday edition now for the 10th day of June, 2015, Strategist Radio Live 602. We are live on the West Coast. And you look fabulous. By the way, Napoleon Hill once said, a goal is but a dream with a deadline. H.G. Wells once said, if you fell down yesterday, stand up today. Dwight D. Eisenhower once said, motivation is the art of getting people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it. Welcome to the program. We have just got a plethora. It's a myriad. In fact, this program will be thickening and widening before your very eyes. That's right. Because you asked for it. 13 years in a row. Bam, bam, bam. And we do this each morning from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time Live. Today we talk about marketing strategy. Once a connection between your product or service and your target market has been established, what strategy must you implement in order to keep that connection healthy and profitable? Well, in today's highly competitive marketplace, customer retention practices are essential for increasing, building, and sustaining close-bonded relationships between your organization and your most valued customer base. So what is the strategy for higher levels of customer retention? We'll talk about that on the program today. Also, we'll check in with our friends at Entrepreneur and discuss the six C's. C as in cat for entrepreneurial success. And Philip Kotler shares with us the difference between marketing and strategy. Donald Soule, London Business School professor, will talk about how to simplify your strategy. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. Good morning to our Inner Circle members. If you're not an Inner Circle member yet, it's absolutely free. This is how we get to know one another. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up. Go to the hub, tjmarino.com. Send some friends. Send some colleagues. Let's grow this sucker. All right. Good morning to Karen, Dina, Sabrina, Kristen, Catherine, Kathy, Kathleen. Hello to Tim, Elizabeth, Lynn. Good morning to Sean and Dr. Caroline Savage and their young son, Dante. Good morning to Frankie. Hello to Tiffany, Pam, Julie. Hello to Leanne, Joe, Lisa, Tracy, Preston, Denise. Hello to Diane. Good morning to Stephanie. Hello to Virginia. Hello, Heather, Mary. How you doing, Denise? Good morning to Patricia, Aria, Mark, Harry, Bonnie. Good morning to Chuck and Doug and Nicole and Tina and Den and Dartha. Hello to Bill. Good morning to Dove. Good morning to John, Tom, Carolyn. Good morning to you, Sarah. Hello to Shannon. Hello to Charlotte and her young entrepreneurial son, Grady. I wanted to share this with you this morning. I think I'm going to hold it over till tomorrow. He's got this amazing, he's a young entrepreneur, gamer type, very intelligent, extremely creative. And he's kind of spoofing what happens when you call a customer service hotline on his voicemail on his mobile phone. I was going to play it for you today on the program. Didn't have time, but listen, we'll do it tomorrow because there's always tomorrow, right? Okay, so we'll talk about that tomorrow on the program on what not to do when you're setting up customer service. All right, we'll check in with Grady. First, let's take a peek at what Entrepreneur has to say today, and we really appreciate this one. My MBA and my undergrad, actually, is both focused on entrepreneurship, international marketing, but my concentration was really zeroed in on international entrepreneurship, which is about that taking risk, business starting, business expanding, developing products, understanding statistics and big data, understanding consumer behavior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's part of the entrepreneurial spirit. And that's part of the entrepreneurial success. But what are these six C's? And I want to thank our friends at Entrepreneur for sending this along, particularly Fred Muawad. He's a contributor, founder, and CEO of TaskWorld. Entrepreneurship, according to Fred, is a demanding profession. And according to me, and you probably know this too, I'm probably preaching to the choir, once you get involved in a business, you own a stake in it. Most of what you do will ultimately have a reflection on your self-image and long-term reputation, right? Successful entrepreneurs learn how to figure out ways to make a positive impact on the world around them. And really focusing on my doctoral program and now working on my final doc study is really zeroing in on social change, affecting positive social change. Having started at least 20 companies myself and innovating within each, here are six critical factors, and I absolutely agree with Fred here, six C's that when considered can significantly increase the odds of success. This is only high level, but these are some great key points. Number one, you gotta have courage. Courage is the foundation of entrepreneurship. Without courage, there is no start, no surmounting of the many obstacles that will undoubtedly surface in the early days of the new venture, your new venture. Courage is also required to make the key and tough decisions about what strategic direction to take, what team members to hire, and who to fire. It's also all about making those tough decisions at the right time. So courage. The next C of the six is conviction. Without conviction, you can't muster the energy required to relentlessly work towards your mission, your vision, your business plan, energize those around you, and form the type of culture you want to build within your organization. Even if you're the Lone Ranger working out of your basement, this applies. These priorities probably will not shift much, as they are the very core of your purpose and belief system. Now, it's important to realize that to achieve your goals, you got to test hypotheses frequently and modify your strategy. Remember, we're all about change. The only thing that's constant is change. So you have to be nimble. You have to be dynamic. So to navigate effectively, you got to rely on evidence. Listen intently, and you got to make those adjustments. Avoid the common failure of entrepreneurs taking the wrong path and ignoring all signals by denying facts and staying the course of their initial misconceived conviction. So make sure your conviction's on point. Number three, capabilities. Core competencies, I like to call it. As an entrepreneur, you gotta have a vision. But how can you carry it out to win the hearts of consumers, customers, and beat your competitors? Execution is all about having the right core competencies or capabilities. And that's strongly correlated to the team you assemble and your modus operandi, your reason. Now, there's nothing more important than having the right people, creating the right environment, and constantly building the right capabilities by developing people and establishing processes and systems to support execution. Now, also make sure you've got all the required organizational capabilities between you and your senior management team. Any weak link can have an adverse effect on the execution. Next is collaboration. Remember, this is a team sport. We don't grow by ourselves. We grow because we've got wonderful vendors and suppliers that we've aligned with. We grow because we've got an audience. We've got customers. See, all of these individuals, even our competitors, play in the collaboration game. Effective collaboration is one of the most difficult principles to implement. It's akin to team sports, for example. It requires that you have the right players in the right position, seamlessly coordinating with other team members to achieve the intended results. Now, to win, a team must be carefully selected, spend time training, and helpful feedback should be provided to members in the spirit of driving continuous improvements. It's the same in business. Entrepreneurs need to provide high-velocity feedback and build and enrich and encourage the right processes to manufacture a maximum position relative to collaboration. Next is capital. Now, a lot of ventures fail not because the idea behind them was non-viable, but because the organization or the individual didn't have enough cash to continue finding its way into the marketplace. Now, by the same token, too much capital can make management prone to recklessness and lead to poor decisions and overspending in unnecessary areas. And too little, well, that can impact the team's execution capabilities and decrease the odds of competing effectively. Now, what is certain is that most ventures underestimate the amount of capital they require because their projections always end up being too optimistic. And that's why we always talk about we can't measure it, it's not worth doing. We want to make sure we're tracking and we're investigating, we're analyzing continually the marketplace, we're analyzing our competitors, we're analyzing our own strengths and weaknesses, but we need to stay focused on how to raise or generate enough capital to build a sustainable organization. And finally, number six, the sixth C, is consciousness. Entrepreneurs must be extremely sensitive, really sensitive about where they are right now and what they've learned from the past, and have a clear vision about what the next move should be into the future. They also need to be conscious about the obstacles that they're facing now. Anticipate the next likely challenges ahead and understand the associated risks with one another. So proper planning, reflecting, and preempting is the best way to increase the odds of success. I want to thank our friends and entrepreneur particularly for putting this piece together. I want to say thank you, sir. Thank you, Fred Muawad. He's the contributor and founder and CEO of Task World.
Strategist Radio.
If you've got something you'd like to share on the program, send it our way either by text, by audio, by video. Send it to support at tjmarino.com. Love to feature your story, your ideas, your comments, your suggestions right here on the program. Let's together go out and affect positive social change. We do that within our business and in our personal lives. All right. So let's talk about the difference between marketing and strategy. My mentor, written 70-plus books, he is an expert, bona fide, scholarly, in-the-trenches expert. His name is Philip Kotler. He visits with Eduardo Brown, and he shares his keen insights about the contrast between marketing and strategy.
What about the mix between marketing and strategy? For example, the blue ocean concept, where instead of focusing on looking at your competitors and doing the same things a little bit better, just think in new spaces, in blue spaces instead of red spaces. What are your thoughts on that? How does it interlink with the marketing concepts?
Well, let me first say that I've been recommending to everyone to read Blue Ocean Strategy. I think that's a real contribution. Some of it is a reformulation of ideas we've had, but it's put in a nice way, especially a thing they call their strategy canvas, yes. which there are six ways of getting ideas. Is that a book on marketing or is that a book on strategy? Remember, marketing was sort of positioned as a communication area for a long time, and then the 4 P's said it's more than communication, it's price and place and product features. And so then marketing moved into the next stage. It's really segmentation, targeting, and positioning, and then followed by the 4 P's. Well, that's moving toward a strategic view. In other words, we had tactical marketing. Marketing was very tactical.
Yes.
We then moved it to strategic marketing. Meanwhile, you had some people like Hamel and Porter and so on, talking from, Porter in his case, from industrial strategy, how an industry should function. And Hamel in another manner, also interesting. So they've been coming together, and I don't know where the boundary ends between what is marketing strategy or strategic marketing and what is the strategy that the management people are working on.
And probably it will not get better because the boundaries of industries,
yeah.
You know, do we have a cell phone, a computer, a TV? And the times are getting shorter, so the difference between tactical marketing and strategy was significant. Today is just shoot, aim, and then...
Now we say fire.
We don't even say ready, aim, fire.
You know, now it's fire.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio 617 for your Wednesday morning. How are you? So happy to serve you each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time live. If you miss any portion of the live program Monday through Friday, shortly after each live airing, we turn the program into a podcast. They are all available, the entire library at the hub at tjmarino.com. Please do help yourself. It's there for you for free. Here's what's up for the remainder of this week. Tomorrow, Thursday, we'll talk about marketing strategy. This time, we'll talk about how to market to millennials, the Yers, the Y generation, right? And on Friday, we'll round out this week with book marketing strategy, how to grow your online book business. Get all the details on the hub at tjmarino.com. All right, so how do we simplify strategy? Everything seems so complicated these days, doesn't it? I mean, there's so much sound pollution, visual pollution out there. 20,000 marketing messages going across the dance floor from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. Fortunately, amazing people like Donald Sull, who's the London Business School professor, he proposes three questions to break down the complex strategies into acceptable and actionable steps. How to simplify your strategy.
Why is it that great strategies end up having no impact on an organization? Now, the typical answer is, we had a great strategy, just had lousy execution. That's a cop-out. The reality is, in most cases, when a company fails to execute its strategy, the strategy itself is a large part of the problem. Now, for a strategy to influence action, it must be remembered. To be remembered, it must be understood. And to be understood, a strategy must be simple. Any strategy that's too complicated to execute isn't a strategy. It's a book report. How can you distill a thick, complicated strategy document down to its simple essence that can be understood, remembered, and acted upon. You can do this by answering three simple questions. Now, strategy is defined as how firms create, capture, and sustain economic value. And economic value, in simple terms, is just the gap between what a customer is willing to pay for your good or service and the cost of producing it. Strategy, then, is about the things that will move these needles, significantly increase willingness to pay and hold it there, or significantly cut costs and hold it there. Typically, in most organizations, it's not 100 or 1,000 things that'll move the needles. It's a couple of things, and getting clarity on those key drivers of value creation is the first question that you have to answer to simplify your strategy. The second question you have to answer to simplify your strategy is, what are the critical few challenges? Now, this is not a laundry list exercise to fill up flip chart after flip chart about everything that we have to do. No. This is about a management team coming together and coming to a shared agreement are what are the 3, 4, 5 obstacles that if we could overcome them would ensure we could create economic value. Now, these can be external obstacles, competitive dynamics, regulation. They can be internal, a risk-averse culture, for instance, lacking capabilities. The important thing, though, is managers come to a shared understanding of what those obstacles are. The third question you have to ask and answer to execute your strategy is, what are our must-win battles? It's one thing to understand how to create value. It's another to get agreement on the obstacles. But how you translate insight into action is by understanding what are the couple of battles that we have to win company-wide in the midterm, next couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that if we could win these battles, we'd be assured we could overcome the major obstacles to value creation. If, as a management team, you can take your complicated strategy and distill it down to its simple essence, value creation, critical challenges, must-win battles, you can bridge the gap from strategic insight to effective execution.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio Live. Tony Marino here. You know who you are. Thanks for hanging with me each and every day. That's what makes it all worth it, getting up at O-Dark 30, preparing this program every day, each week, each year, to help you, perhaps remind you of something that you may have already learned, maybe set aside, maybe reconjures that faith and maybe that hope in your capabilities and your competencies. Maybe it's sharing an idea that we both agree on. You thought, my God, I thought I was the only person that had that idea. No. You do this program to serve you, to help you achieve your goals, solve your problems, and satisfy your needs, and provide you with a high-level insight so that you can continue to research. And when I do this program for 30 minutes, I can't give you the entire Harvard Book of Business, but what I can do is I can at least plant those seeds. And together as partners, you can take it from there and see how it might apply to not only your business, but also to your personal life as well. 6:23 right now for your Wednesday morning. It is our 10th day of June, 2015. Yeah, send me an email anytime. support@tjmarino.com. Get hundreds a week. I go through them all. What's bugging you? What are some of the biggest problems? What are you struggling with? Is it maybe developing a mission statement? Maybe it's a vision statement. Maybe you're not understanding your target audience. Maybe you're not sure if it's feasible, a particular market sector that you may be wanting to enter in. What about a product label or product packaging? Maybe you want to get another set of eyeballs on it. Hey, I'll take a look. Let me know. Send me an email anytime, 24 hours a day. We are open email style. Send it to support@tjmarino.com. I'd love to hear from you. All right. So despite the fact that customer acquisition is 6 times the cost, a report concludes, this is a new study, that more than 8 out of 10 companies tie their business objectives to customer acquisition, but less than half give importance to retention. In a world where terms like Yelp economy are sometimes used to highlight the fact that companies are being watched and discussed by clients, both past and present, it's becoming increasingly essential that you and your organization spend a little more time, a little more effort on the post-sale or in between sales. So let's talk about some of these profitable retention strategy factors. You know, the four P's were what used to be called the four P's: product, price, place, and promotion. We've covered this many times on the program over the years. You can look up the four P's of marketing. But there is actually a fifth P now. See, in the past, consumer decisions were influenced by carefully crafted marketing messages. But in the age of consumer empowerment, which is now, it's no longer the case. So today, the power has been a paradigm shift from business, from you, your organization, to the consumer. They're almost a partner in your business. They're a partner in the development. They're a partner in how you craft your messaging. They're a partner in how you distribute. They're a partner in your point of sale process. With unlimited options opening up for the consumer, we all know how difficult it is to get a slice of that attention. Remember, we talked about that sound pollution, the visual pollution, the text pollution, email, social media, etc. We've spent so much time, effort, and money to earn the trust of our customers. It only makes sense, to nurture the relationship to the point of turning them into brand loyalists. So how do we do that? Well, you have to pay more attention to the customers that aren't currently buying anything, but are likely to buy again in the future. Again, I'll say that. You have to pay more attention to the customers that aren't currently buying anything, but are likely to buy again in the future. Next, we've got to take a look at real customer service. And this is really what we do between the sale. Every business tries to please customers when they are in the process of buying something, right? But how much we really care about them really depends on the experience provided relative to customer service in the post-sales process before they come back for more. So first of all, number one, don't let them fall off the radar. Just because an existing customer is not buying from you right now doesn't mean you put them in the waste paper basket or set them aside or lock them in the closet. It pays to show up from time to time. I call it the drip factor. It's purposeful, it's planned, and it's measured, but it's the drip factor. Maybe it's to get their feedback from their last purchase or to see if anything you could do to enhance their experience with a product or service they bought in the past. Now, your customers may not be aware of new products or services you've even launched, and offering them a new product at a discounted rate, saying, hey, thank you, can get them to take that action and make a new purchase. You also want to respond to them even when they aren't really doing business with you. Kind of goes to my first point, but again, respond to them even when they're not, and make them feel that they're there to help without trying to sell them anything. You're there to help, rather. Make sure that they know that you love them. Make sure that you appreciate them. Making customers a priority is a necessity in the current business environment. Providing a great experience between sales is a positive step in that direction, but make sure you work on profitably retaining your customer base. God bless you. Make it a great rest of your Wednesday. Tomorrow on the program, it's Marketing Strategy and How to Market to Millennials. Go out and love somebody, all right? Thanks for being my friend. We'll see you on the flip side. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy,
Send your request in care of support at tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.